August. Friday, the 1st of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is Friday, and as usual on a Friday, we're having a little think about the gospel that we're going to read on Sunday. And Sunday's gospel is another one of the parables in Luke's gospels. So remember, Luke is the great writer of parables. There are more parables in Luke, and they're longer than anywhere else. Really nice to read Luke and to see all these parables, these stories. And what does a parable do? It's a story, it's an allegory that points to a deeper truth. So, a little bit of context. Jesus is preaching to a crowd of people, and somebody in the crowd says to him, "Teacher, Rabbi, my brother has not divided our inheritance equally. He has kept most of it for himself. Tell him to give me my portion, please." And then Jesus says, "Why do you think I am a judge to decide between you?" And then he warns the crowd and he tells them, "Watch out, don't get caught in the trap of greed. Okay? Your life is not given meaning because you have a lot of stuff." He uses big language like an abundance of possessions. It just means you don't get a meaning from life because you have too much stuff. That can sound quite strange because I think we all want to have more stuff and we like to go shopping and buy things for ourselves and we like getting presents and all of that stuff. But then he tells them this parable, the story. There was a certain rich man, and one year in particular, his grounds gave an abundant harvest, much more than normal. And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? I don't have enough space to store all my crops." And then he thought, "I know what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and I'll build even bigger ones so I can store all of this excess grain. And then I'll say to myself, 'Self, you have lots of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat and drink and be merry and don't worry about work anymore.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be taken from you. And then who will inherit what you have prepared for yourself?' And then Jesus said to the crowd, 'This is how it will be for whoever stores up riches for themselves, but does not give to others and God.'" So what's Jesus really saying, guys? What's this gospel that you're going to hear on Sunday all about? It's really about not being greedy and not being selfish. And it's especially aimed at people who already have quite a bit of stuff to say to them, you don't need a bigger house to store all your stuff in. You need to share your stuff with others. Because at another time, remember, Jesus said, "Anything that you give to someone who is poor or in need, you give to me." So when we want to give stuff to Jesus, we give it away to the poor, and that is how we give it to Jesus, because Jesus is in every poor person. And if someone is giving you something because you might need it, I want you to think, for them, they are giving it to Christ, and what an honor it is that you should receive it from them. Let's pray now. Lord, we pray for generous hearts, that we might be free to give away what we don't need, and only keep that which we do need. Help us to be generous in our love, in our time, in our money and our belongings, knowing that you give enough for all if we are generous. Amen.